vessel for
the We cannot promote that on this radio station, but that's okay.
I can do a Paul
McCartney.
Do you
know that FCC is getting defunded? So maybe you'll be able to in the future.
That would be so lit, actually. Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
It wouldn't be lit because it's the end of the world.
Yeah. Can I do my Paul McCartney?
Yes, yeah, please.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hello. Hello there. Sam's on guitar and Beck is on the bass. Hey. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's about it.
That was good.
Solid.
You gave us a good one.
I'm from Liverpool.
Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo's got a big nose. Right?
Nice. Thank you. Well, thank you for sharing that awesome album with us. Can't believe it came out this morning. That's totally rad. It's fresh.
It's fresh on the press.
Fresh off the presses. Mm-hmm.
Fresh off the presses. And with that, it's approximately 7 p.m.
Approximately 7 p.m.
Approximately
7
p.m. And on the hour, every hour, we have to do a public service announcement for our listeners as per the requirements of the station. So we have a binder right here of which you lovely band members can look through and read one. Often we have, if the bands want to do like a backing track on it,
they
do
jam.
That, but feel free to do what you want.
We'll play some light jazz.
Play some light jazz for us, why don't you?
On that note, I do have to leave, so stream Tabernacle. Here we go. You're
not fun. Apparently there's people at Berkeley listening to this.
Oh, yep. Berkeley College of Music people, shout out. We love jazz here, as you can tell.
Cross-continental.
Goodbye to DJ Logue. It's been a pleasure having him. Check in on your friends. Here at WRUV, we love our friends, and we know you love them too. Life can get busy with work, school, and family. We all have a lot going on, but sometimes a little goes a long way. It's simple, how are you can mean the world to someone. So reach out to your friends. Send them a text, make a call, grab a coffee. Because when you take a moment to connect, we remind each other we're not alone. This message has been brought to you by the caring DJs and Tabernacle at 109.1 WRUV FM. Yes. That was a lovely segment. I actually really enjoyed that.
I figured you would.
Yeah, it's
most people
great
do.
Time.
It's
a really good message too.
Yeah. What
is it? Checking on your friends, man.
Yeah, do it.
You weren't listening to the PSA, man. What?
He's too busy jazzing.
That's true.
Jazzing hard.
He was getting lost in the sauce.
Lost in the sauce. You walked in at some point. Can I get your name?
My name is Thaddeus, aka DJ Gravy, on Tuesdays.
DJ Gravy, this just turned into an interview for you.
Oh, for you're interviewing me, or am I interviewing? I'm supposed to be interviewing you.
Wait, well, I'm not confused.
What's your favorite Mad Magazine cover?
Anything from 2016. It was all hilarious.
Dude, that's my Mad Magazine time period as well. Is when I was like,
there
I don't
we
know,
go.
11.
All right, Samuel, play some music.
Yeah.
What are we gonna play?
Cardigan.
Oh God. Oh, I'm gonna boof it. Dude. Actually, I might have to not sing it because I had to practice these without curse words and I didn't. I can't play that. It'll be all right. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is like my hardest song to play.
Yeah, me too.
It's fine if you mess up.
Yeah, it's only on the air.
Every morning I wake up, I put on my cardigan. Every time life messes me up in a cardigan. Cardigan. You know I'm so good. I've done over with room to spare, pockets and zippers in the cardigan. You and I play two for dare. You just bought my cardigan. Cardigan. this talk's not really about Cardigan. It's about the lies people tell their parents. And the groups of people we surround ourselves with. To insulate us from the harsh and unempathetic nature of humanity. Every morning I wake up, I put on my cardigan. Every time I take a nap, I stay up in my cardigan.
Tight.
That was a little rough.
That was rough.
I think you guys did well. I think you guys did well.
We would never have known.
Yeah. Thank you.
I gotta ask. How long have you guys been together as a band?
Since last February.
Oh, so we're coming up on a year here.
This is our exact anniversary.
Oh my god, congratulations, you guys.
It might be.
And you're doing something special. You released an album?
You guys
album?
Need to do a band Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day.
We're playing a show.
Bandentine's Day.
All your listeners better come on out to see us play live.
Where is it?
Yeah, where? When?
At the 198 House Project. We're playing with three other lovely bands, Swampy Tonk, Snow Day, and Quick Fission. It is going to be an absolute blast. We're giving out Valentine's. It'll be amazing.
You can buy a CD. You can buy a t-shirt. Of Tabernacle, probably the other band's house stuff too.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
What's a non-musical influence on your guys' band? Like an artist or, you know, I don't know. Anything else that's not music related that is an influence?
I do not have an answer for this. A non-musical influence?
Yeah. Maybe not on, like, your drumming or, like, your guitar playing, but just on you and, like, the things you might bring to the band. I don't know, you know.
Soccer. Yeah. Do you know Erling Haaland?
Did you watch the Liverpool Everton game today?
No, I didn't. Was that FA Cup?
It was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't spoil it.
I won't.
Okay. But, so I watched the Premier League. It's basically the, English soccer league, and it's the best 20 teams in the country. And one of the top players is Erling Haaland. He's a striker on a team called Manchester City. It's in Manchester, obviously. And just his energy, the energy he brings to games, I'm influenced by that. You know, every time he gets up and he goes for the ball. And that's kind of how I play my drums, you know. And he's got great hair, great long blonde
does
Norwegian hair.
Yeah. So does Dylan, for context.
I have like dirty blonde hair, not as blonde as Haaland.
Are you Norwegian or Scandinavian?
I'm English. I'm an English boy. I don't have any Scandinavian genes or anything. But
just an English boy.
Just an English boy. You know, Haaland's my man. I'm passing over to Sam or Beck.
A non-musical influence of mine is I'm an English major, and I read a lot of books, and I like I'm reading a lot of Cormac McCarthy right now.
Oh, sick.
I like him a lot.
Nice.
Would you consider yourself a poet?
No.
Right, got it.
I don't know. For me, I guess it's like a lot of, you know, like Malcolm in the Middle and like the Jackass movies and short form content like TikTok or Instagram Reels.
Instagram Reels is a major influence on your
major
band.
Major influence.
Generative AI.
Generative AI. ChatGPT.
Yeah.
That's
no,
awesome.
But I also enjoy reading to a lesser extent. And Mad Magazine.
What was the last book you guys both read? You can admit if you don't read, that's okay. That's okay, we won't judge you.
I forget the name of it. It's called We Live in Water or We Live Like Water. It's one of those two, and it's a collection of short stories about like homelessness and drug abuse. It's really sad.
Oh.
I finished
The Narrative of Arthur Gordon Pym by Edgar Allan Poe for a class today, and it really sucked. I didn't like it at all.
Dune by Frank Herbert was yes. the last book I read.
Classic.
Have you read the other ones?
No. Should I read Messiah?
Messiah is good. It gets pretty weird after that, though.
Yeah. So, like a worm god, right?
There's a worm god in there. Yeah. Spoiler. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm not saying who becomes the worm god.
Have you seen any of the two movies they made?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've watched the second one in IMAX, too, which blew my mind.
The second one is amazing.
Sweet. Yeah.
If anybody has not seen Dune Part 2, it is the best sci-fi movie I've ever seen, hands down.
I don't know anything about Dune. I haven't even seen
Dune.
Yeah.
The first.
Paul.
I highly recommend.
Jessica.
Yep.
It's about worms.
Duncan, Idaho. It's about Duncan, Idaho.
Did you guys ever Paul watch Atreides. That movie, How to Eat Fried Worms?
No.
No.
How do you eat fried worms?
How to Eat Fried Worms. It was one of those movies that was so elusive to me, you know, because it was like I was almost too young to watch it, but I remember my older cousins watching it, and then I was like, I want to be cool like my older cousins and watch this movie. And I don't even think I ever watched it, but I'm still mad about it. Like I'm still feeling angsty about this movie that I never got to watch as like a young child.
Wait, what is it about?
It's about this like group of teenagers, I think, that are like, I think they like dare some of them to eat worms or something, or like, it's about these teenagers digging holes and eating worms.
And they fry them?
I think they fry them.
In a pan? They pan fry
Can
the
I
worms?
Do some more research and get back to you on it?
Okay.
Sound too bad. Would you ever eat a worm?
If it was fried.
What if it was not fried?
No. I had like, my science teacher in like 7th grade made cookies with some sort of worm in them.
Like mealworm ground?
Yeah, it was like mealworms or like the worms that people eat. Regularly,
you wouldn't just
hopefully.
Slurp one of them up though? One of those juicy worms? After
they were pretty good, honestly. It was just kind of like crispy.
I like calamari.
Yeah?
So I feel like it would taste similar to fried calamari.
Yeah.
You know?
Worm of the sea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Famously.
If you're frying right.
You guys should play another song.
Yeah. Take the mic back.
What's this one called?
This one's called Honey Jar. It's from our first EP. It's like Honey Bucket by the Melvins. Away from seeing you. Your shape could make me fearless. I can't help wanting to.
Thank you.
car, where you going so fast? I'm getting weak around the knees. Got a blade squirrel crawling out my butt, and it tickles when I sneeze.
How did you guys get into your instruments? How did you learn to play, and who taught you?
I played in a band before called Community Breakfast. We are also from Burlington. And I played bass because my brother told me I should, because I used to play guitar and they needed a bass player. And then I got into that. It was a band before that. And then I got fired from that band. And I still kept playing bass.
Dude, you got fired? Why'd you get fired?
Because someone better came around.
I guess that makes
and
sense.
And then
a better bass player.
Yes, there is. So I took those years to train vigorously, and then my brother was like, "I'm in another band. You want to play?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I got you." And so I played bass.
You're showing them now.
Yeah, damn right. I played the cello in middle school and high school, and that was really great. But I wasn't so into the classical music anymore, and I wanted to play Nirvana songs, so I switched to the guitar after I quit the cello.
Solid.
I started in the beginning of COVID. I didn't have anything to do, and my buddy bought a guitar, and he was like, "You should play the drums. You should buy a drum kit," because I was like tapping on the tables and stuff in class, like ADHD style, just tapping and annoying people. And then my friend was like, "You should buy a drum kit," and that was, yeah. And then I just played the drums a lot in my room for like a few years. Just secluded in a room playing drums for like 5 hours straight, blood, sweat, and tears, and here I am.
Love it.
Inspiring.
Should we play the new one? Like the
Oh yeah.
That one's fun. This is kind of a Tool song. All you math majors out there can have a field day with this. It's a funny life as a dairy cow. You're born in a beautiful green field, looking into the deep brown eyes of your mother. You die with a metal rod between your eyes. And he didn't want to die in Vietnam. Tim O'Brien! I'm glad that he did not! What
dude, Derek Cattle know about it, and also the and he didn't want to die. It didn't know. Tell on Brian. Glad that he didn't. It's not pleasant to be around. someone who feels like they're rotten. And I know it's not pleasant to be around someone that smells like they're rotten. It's not a happy smell when somebody's rotting. Yeah, it's not a happy look when someone is rotting. Sometimes it sounds okay when somebody's rotting. But it's not a happy look when someone is rotting. And I know. One that smells like they're rotten. And I know it's not pleasant to be around, but it's not pleasant to be rotten.
Cool. I got a question for you guys. Do you have any gigs that you've already played that have stood out to you for any reason, you know, good or bad? Tell us about them.
The one at Junk Teaks was an incredible time. We got to play with two of our favorite UVM bands, Fundamental Issue and Rabbit Foot. And they're just awesome people. And, like, Junk Teaks is, like, an incredible vibe. There's just trash everywhere and, like, cool antiques. People are super nice who, like, own the spot, and they, like, are way too generous. They, like, give you tea and free waffles, specialty.
And it's outside.
And it's outside. And, like, it was just at the beginning of, like, the cold season. So, like, we got to wear, like, jackets, and we were, like, sweat buckets or anything. It was
nice.
Amazing. Do you
yeah,
have any negative
cool
shows, Sam?
There's a certain venue that I strongly dislike that's downtown. That's all I'm going to say. Well, it's a really... No, I'm not going to say that either. I don't know. I don't want anyone.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not that big a hater. I just like playing shows, you know. I think, honestly, like, the three of us, we really like playing live, like, more than anything. I definitely do, like... Like, the recording we did was super fun and super cool, but, like, I feel like recording, you have to use a lot of tricks. If you just mic up the way you play live, like, definitely doesn't quite, like, sound the way that you'd think it would, you know? I don't know. But also, like, with my guitar pedals, I like, change the volume of my amp a lot, like, on the fly, and I feel like that's a big part of how I play, and that's hard to get across and recording sometimes.
What are your guys' next goals as, like, a band when it comes to, like, oh, here's a venue we want to hit, or, you know, a certain kind of sound we want to get?
Burning Man. We want to play at Burning Man.
Oh, awesome.
Somewhere cooler than Burning Man. There's something else burning. Tangos. Live at Tangos.
Yeah.
Lowell, Massachusetts. Incredible.
Epic venue. I have not heard of that.
It has a very special thing about it. Which is the basement floor where the venue, where the musicians play, is dirt. So there's dirt being kicked up, and
it's a dirt floor.
It's a dirt floor, and it's indoor smoking. So there's
right.
Yeah. So it's
most
both of those
traits of
both
a venue.
Of those things mixing in the air with, like, 50 gross people in a room, like, moshing. It is truly something special, and we want to play there because that sounds amazing.
You got to put it out into the world. Maybe it'll come true.
Yeah, it'll come back to us.
Actually, I went to a venue like that. It was in some house. It's, like, always, like, a random house in the middle of, like, nowhere.
Yeah.
I was in, like, New Jersey. I feel like those places, they're so few and far between, but, like, they're there. They exist.
We love house shows. One of our favorite bands that we just got to see at Higher Ground last fall is this band called Lightning Bolt. And they've been a band for like 20 years or something insane, like maybe 30 years. And they still play house shows because they're like really like, I don't know, kind of abrasive.
That's awesome.
Not very popular.
I would love to play Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
In front of Brady.
Right.
These guys love the Eagles. They love
the Go Birds.
Big game.
Awesome.
Oh, you're speaking to answer DJ Gravy's previous question about outside influences. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
That's a big part.
That kind of dominance is really what you want to get on the base.
Exactly. It's that dominance, dude. The offensive line of the 24 lineup. The Philadelphia
so
Eagles.
These are all from Vermont.
Go Birds.
You're talking about Barkley.
Talk about Barkley? What part about Barkley?
They are green.
I know somebody who lost $50 on Barkley.
Yeah, one of Sam and I's friends lost $50. He lost $50 on a Super Bowl bet that Barkley would rush over 100 yards, which is like safe bet, right? Nah, not because Duncan placed that. Sorry, dude, to shout you out like that.
Live diss on Eric.
Nah, he's the homie. He needs his $50 back right now.
How do you guys feel like you fit into the Burlington music scene?
It's awesome. I don't know. Like, I came here as a freshman, and I love music. And I don't know. That, like, it was kind of intimidating to, like, because I knew I'd been in bands before, and I definitely, like, wanted to be in one. But, like, I didn't know anyone and all that. But it's been cool getting to know people and, like, even bands that I, like, would listen to, like, go to house shows and listen to bands, and now I've gotten to play with them, and everyone's pretty cool, yeah.
Nice.
There's, yeah, the 198 house that we're playing at next, or this Friday, they're awesome, and they have this, like, giant PA, so they're, like, they're a really good sounding basement. They have like treatment on their walls, so it like sounds really good and everything.
Awesome.
I think they're really into fish.
I can dig it.
Which is unrelated, but I feel like that's like the quality level. They're looking for fish quality.
I think like 40% of the population in Burlington is into fish. It's
not
kind of
me.
Like
they did originate. Same. They did originate from here.
My dad actually used Trey Anastasio's like rehearsal barn one time with his band. My dad's in a really good band. Shout out Anachronist.
Anachronist?
Cool.
Anachronist, yeah. Wow. We're going to play with them in March.
That's cool.
Whoa.
What kind of music does your dad play?
I don't know. It's like indie rock.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good. He plays a Stratocaster.
Nice.
They're awesome. My dad's like the best guitar player I know by far.
Little Jimi Hendrix Strat.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Is he a lefty like Jimmy?
No. He's nothing like Jimmy. He never covers Jimi Hendrix songs because it's sacrilegious.
Wow.
He's not like a blues dad. It's okay.
You guys? You guys should play another song. We got about like 10 minutes left.
Cool.
10 minutes.
Okay, what do we got, man? Stay close.
Yep.
Let's get it over and over again, never learn! Dang! I haven't seen the moment I got caught on the third deck! I've got a little garden, my backyard! Lots of leaping greens, lots of Swiss chard! Come and eat the leaves, can't understand! Criminal force, they don't even use their hands! Hey, fuck knuckles, take a look at this! Gonna have to buy an electric fence. And fuck knuckles, you better stop. Now we're playing indie pop. Sonic Teens, the Melvin Psycho, Carpus, and Nerdic! Jesus! Molly Parton, go out of our bunker, big time with Westeros! I've got a little garden in my backyard! Lots of leafy greens, lots of Swiss chard. Come and eat the leaves, can't understand. The metal of fours, they don't even use their hands. And I cut knuckles, take a look at this. Gonna have to buy an electric fence. And knuckles, you gotta stop. Now play it in its top. Fire! A piece of flesh dripping.
It's just a grandma's quilt.
Like the start of Squirrel Song by Shellac. That last
one. That's fun.
But they were squirrels.
Capo hit the ground on that one.
What's that?
Said Capo hit the ground on that one.
Yeah, Capo hit the ground. I was trying to pull the. For those of you that can't see what's going on in here, I tried to pull the Thurston Moore move with the drumstick under the fingerboard. Mm. Which Beck introduced me to. It's a good move. I like it a lot.
Wow.
How do you feel about Beck the musician also having the name Beck?
I'm very proud.
Yeah?
My dad changes like the... I don't know the origin of my name. My dad changes it like every month. It was like some like astrology crap. And then it was like, you're named after Beck the singer. Then it was like, no, you're named after Beck Weathers, the guy who almost died on Everest. Like, get it straight, dude.
I think that leaves you an opportunity, though, because you can make it. You can make it your own now.
True.
Since you still don't know, like, you can be like, you know.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
My dad's old best friend was named Beck, and he got eaten by a bear. You know, something
what?
Like that.
Damn.
Something crazy. You can do whatever you want.
Is that true? Is that
no, no, no. That's that could be your story.
I don't want to get eaten by a bear, man.
No, your dad's old best friend, and you're like, you're named after his old best friend, eaten by a bear. You know, or
I can make up so many.
You can make up so
I
many
feel like
lies.
Beck, yeah, Beck is a powerful name.
It's a really cool name.
I was just, I just heard about this like mountain man in the.
A mountain man?
Yeah, in the early 19th century, who got his ear ripped off by a grizzly bear in the Sierra Nevadas,
wow.
And he sewed it back on himself, and he like he canoed like 2 weeks.
Baller.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think I might write a song about it.
You should.
Mountain man.
If you guys could open for any band, who would you have on tour with you? Or, like, if you were the header, per se, and someone was
open. Who would open for you?
I'd like to open for Sabrina Carpenter.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah, probably Swift. Taylor Swift.
Tool.
He only listens to Tool.
And somehow that was the most legit
what,
answer.
Did you just, what did you just call me? I'm just kidding.
Stop slandering Tool. I'll take that.
So sorry.
I'm going to say Ween because I haven't talked about Ween.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah. You guys do sound so like much. A little bit. I can feel the ween in the sound a little bit. Ween's appreciate awesome.
You can you taste the waste?
Oh, yeah.
You're down with the brown. Brown, I love the. I feel like the ween vocab they have is like really speaks to me. I like how they say that things are brown when they sound a certain way.
Mm. I'm like once removed from ween, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How so?
They like live, I don't know, about like half an hour away from me. And I don't know, my like high school teacher is really good friends with them.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's
kind
crazy.
Of a crazy story.
That's wow. Right. Should we play it out?
Or? You should totally play it out, man.
Yeah,
it's
we got time,
7:40.
I think.
So, I don't know what we have. You can squeeze.
We got dips.
Oh, my. Oh.
I don't know how many songs you got left that you want to play, but.
Can they hear from this mic? No,
okay. we could probably squeeze in like two or three more.
This won't stay on the snare. It's all right.
What about the OC song?
That has way too many cuss
oh,
words.
Yeah,
that,
what about Dana?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, is
that's
that
like literally just only swear words.
You could
just go instrumental.
Play some song.
Okay, this is a cover of a song by the OCs, which is an awesome, awesome band.
I like that one a lot.
That's a great song. We undid the good karma of that PSA because it's all about convincing somebody to.
No.
Nice.
Lame.
Don't support that.
Lame.
We love everybody.
We do.
Like
Mr. Hand.
Mr. Hand? Oh, yeah, we gotta look that up.
No.
Don't look it up.
Never mind.
You're hip too.
I think you should.
No.
Do you know it?
I know of it. I don't remember exactly what happens, but I feel like in my middle school or early high school days.
The broad
I was
idea, though?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
You guys want to close this out with one more and then,
yeah.
You know, tell us, plug yourselves a little bit. We can hit
okay.
The ROAD.
Like, plug ourselves now and then play?
Whatever order you feel fit.
We'll go out on a song. And right now, I'll just say one more time. We're Tabernak. Our new album is called
Happy Mart.
Go listen to it. It's on Spotify. Also, we have CDs, which are better than evil corporate businesses that suck.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, they suck. Go CDs.
Yeah. Also, buy the book Mood Machine. It just came out, and I think it's going to be really good. I forget her name, but she's a really cool journalist, and it's a good exploration of Spotify and its business dealings.
When's your next show?
This Friday.
Valentine's Day,
7 o'clock, 198 House Project. Bring your friend, bring your pets, bring your partner.
Or come by yourself and we'll be your Valentine.
Make sure to bring $5.
We're starving. We have $7. For real, that's not a joke. Band account is low.
For coming into the station tonight. We had an awesome rockin' time listening to you guys play. Congratulations on your new album that dropped this morning, Happy Mart. And yeah, tune in you guys next week. Every Wednesday we've got Exposure 6 to 8 p.m. Next week we have, I think, Breathwork coming into the studio. So tune in for that. Thank you, Tabernak. You guys are awesome. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. This is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. We're out of here.
Oh, don't know, yeah.
Your presence lingers on.
Burlington, how y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah,
good. We like to hear that.